Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Yeah. I'm all excited. Phone's working. Internet's working. What a great day. Campers are here. More are coming today and tomorrow. It's really neat. It's really neat at the farm. You know, I got to tell you, class, the campers are just like the class USA prepares and just like your instructors. Polite, courteous, caring. It's wonderful. You would think that there aren't any of those left. You know, people with those attributes. Well, they're here. They're here at the farm. And I'm going to meet some more in a couple of hours when I head out to the Ozarks Homesteading Expo. If you'd like to go, you still can. You can still go. OzarksHomesteading.com, Marshfield, Missouri. I'll be there walking around today, saying hello to some of our friends and students, and we'll be at the campground, and we'll be cooking tonight, and we'll having a barbecue around the campfire. I'll be teaching in person around the campfire tonight. And we'll be doing the same thing tomorrow. So we're serving meals here for our campers and those who are our guests. And if you'd like to come and you want to contact me, just send me an email, instructor@usapreparers.com. USAprepares.com. Greg's with us. Welcome, Greg.
Oh, thank you, Vincent. Birds of a feather kind of flock together. It's kind of uncanny how that works out, isn't it? But it does.
It is really, really nice. It's different from, you know, being on the highways and byways and you're seeing the road rage and people passing on a curve on a double yellow line and speeding, you know, recklessly and doing stupid things and cutting you off. And then you see what America used to be like right here at the farm.
That's right. It's an increased rate too. You know, I had an experience with two lanes, and where one of the lanes goes onto the freeway entrance, and the next thing you know, this guy's pushing me out of my lane and cutting me off. And I'm thinking, does he realize what he's doing? I don't know. Are people just that?
Were you thinking, wait a minute, he's got four wheels and I've got 18, something like that, maybe?
Yeah, nine axles, let's just put it that way.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. But, I just, maybe they're in another world. I don't know what they're seeing in their eyes, but kind of hard to comprehend sometimes.
Yeah,
but I'm seeing more and more of it.
Greg, do you have in your business? Do you have a fuel surcharge? You know, when fuel goes up, and then take it back down when fuel goes down.
They do, and there's a reason for it because that's just part of the cost, and that's what we're seeing in the rising prices in food and everything else that moves along the highways.
So
absolutely. The business goes under very quickly.
Right. I was helping out Sergey, and I was placing some calls and working on getting a propane company to install the underground lines and hook up the generator. And so I called one company and said, "So how much is propane?" It's like $2.34 a gallon. Okay. And then there's a $9.50 trip fee. Okay. And then there's the hazmat fee. And then there's the fuel surcharge.
Yeah. What is it? 250 taxes on a loaf of bread? Where's all this stuff coming from? What excuses are they using?
One of the questions.
Every aspect of that loaf of bread is taxed or theft.
Mm-hmm.
We're living right now in the times of that Moses was living in, and the people under Pharaoh. Exactly. In fact, it is to a more extreme point. Case in point, what's going on in Hawaii with this land grab? That's exactly, you know, it was like it's all set up and scheduled. We're not free. We got to wake up to that. Freedom, according to Christ, is not having anybody above you, not paying taxes or anything of that nature.
One of the things that I do.
One of the things that I do.
When I teach a seminar on taxes and how to take the same tax deductions that the wealthy take, and I'll be teaching that tomorrow class at the Ozarks Homesteading Expo. And one of the questions I do, I try to make it interactive. And I ask the questions, so how much tax do we pay? What, as a percentage? And I ask for hands and to go up. How much do we pay? And I hear numbers like 15%, 20%, sometimes, you know, a little above 20%, 25%. And here's the answer. You remember Bob Chapman class? He was a brilliant, brilliant guy. And he was a senior USA Prepares instructor. He passed away years ago. And he was on USA Prepares more than any other broadcast per week in the country. And he really liked us. And I don't know why. But I asked him, "Bob, what happened? My dad, in the late 1940s, right after World War II, became a teacher, and he was able to raise a family, my mom, me. He built a new house. You know, he was actually sawing and hammering, and he was hired on as a contractor by the builder to save money. And he finished the house himself on the inside to save money. And he was hired as a guy with a saw and a hammer and a level and nails to help build the house. So he built the house for 20, his salary was $2,800 a year. $2,800. My mom was a stay-at-home mom. And the house was $17,500 on a third of an acre. In a neighborhood, all new houses. And he was able to do that. And I said to Bob Chapman, "Bob, in 1971, my mom went to work. Before that, my dad was able to provide for the whole family. Only he worked. And we had a car, and we had a house. What happened?" And he said, "Inflation and taxes." And actually, both of those are taxes. Inflation is an insidiary hidden tax. And Hillary Clinton said in the United States, if it moves, we tax it. If it doesn't move, we regulate it. She's absolutely right. So when I asked the question, In person, in seminar format, the students answer way low. They have no idea. It's like 75% taxes. If you add it all up, if you add up the fuel tax, the license tax, the registration, the library tax, the parks, you know, national parks tax, the tolls on the highways, the gasoline tax, the diesel tax, the sales tax, and then there's Social Security tax, and the employee pays half of it, and then the employer pays half of it, and that's like 11% right there. And then you have the federal income tax, then you have the state income tax, and it goes on and on and on and on. And then you have the sin taxes on things like cigarettes and alcohol. And then you have
you
the licenses for dogs
Vincent,
and cats. What's that?
You know what it reminds me of? Viruses and parasites are taxing on the body, and our body does nothing but trying to fight these off. Are taxes any different?
No.
Than a virus or a parasite? That's exactly what they are.
Right. And so I'm going to be teaching, and I wish I could point you to our 7 hours of YouTube classes, seven of them, 7 1-hour classes. Actually, no, it's really 7 2-hour classes. I taught with Marty Barrett, who has passed away. She got the jab. And she died. But there were seven two-hour classes on how to do this. And I wish I could just say, yeah, just go to YouTube and look up extreme tax deductions. E-X-T-R-E-M-E, tax deductions. I spelled it the traditional way. And it was all right there, how to do it. But you know what, Greg? This is kind of interesting to me, and I don't quite understand it. But I've talked to a lot of people over the years about doing this. I'm not talking about the students in the class, but others, they don't want to do it. They do not want to learn how they can save money. They don't want to keep receipts. They are not interested. And like if they're on the road, like let's say you're on the road and you need to eat lunch. And you pull into a restaurant, whether it be a fast food joint or whatever it is. If you don't take your receipt, it's very difficult to claim that expense as a tax deduction. And it's a bona fide tax deduction because you're away from home and you have to eat. So if it's, let's say, it probably used to be $10, but it's probably more than that now. But let's say we're just $10 and you're in the 25% tax bracket federally. That is $2.50 you're throwing away with every single receipt you throw away. But if you keep them and you say, well, I had to buy a pair of socks because my socks got wet, you know, while I was on the job. I didn't expect to do that. I don't normally carry a pair of extra socks with me. That's another tax deduction. So the list goes on and on and on and on. And, you know, let's say you had to buy a pair of jeans while you're out working because something happened to the, got paint on them or something, just couldn't go to your next stop with paint on your jeans. Whatever could have happened to them. Ripped, buy another pair of jeans, another tax deduction. But you have to keep the receipts. And it has to be bona fide. It has to be for the business. And one of the challenges I'm going to give my class tomorrow in person is, it's like, stump the instructor. Try to name a business that does not have tax deductions. Try to name one. And I'm going to ask the class in person, try to name one. They will not be able to do it.
You know, Vincent?
Yeah.
What we're talking about is one of the planks of the Communist Manifesto we're living right now. One of the 10 planks, and we're living all of them.
Right.
Yeah, and, you know, this, and I'll explain a little bit more on this on the other side of the break. I got something to say about it. Yeah.
And my plan is, it's difficult to not pay taxes when you're at the muzzle of a gun, but I'm going to tell you how to use their rules against them.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
No, Greg, just one other thing. I wanted to mention that I'm buying propane, and I'm buying it from a company, a small company, not the big one, and they don't have a hazmat fee, none. They don't have a fuel surcharge fee, none, and they don't have a trip fee. None. It's just the way it used to be. How much is propane a gallon? You get the price, they show up, they pump the propane, and you multiply the number of gallons times the price that you agreed to pay, and that's it, period. That's it. That's the way it used to be, Greg.
Yeah. And they probably have it. Well, I'm sure they have insurance, and that was really all it needs to be. But, you know, you can snake all these little fees in there. You know, I want to go right back to the founding of this country and when they left England, why they did it the way they did. And that was they granted land, and that includes the immunities of being taxed. There is no such thing in this country as a land tax. They did everything they could to make you a king on your own land with nobody above you, with nobody to have the ability to tax anything on your land. If you're the king on that land, the property on there is under your control. Nobody has the right to come and take it. They set this up, but through the education system, good old Lucifer at work, communism has worked its way back in, and the communism is the system of force. Like I said, the Communist Manifesto, we're living all those planks. And I what you see happening with this land grab in Hawaii, there's a reason for it. Why are they starting with Hawaii? Well, I'm going to inform you that, and if people don't know this, but Alaska and Hawaii both came in after the original jurisdictional government, the president, was abandoned, and they went with the corporation. And once they gained this land, the president did not have the authority to grant land under land grants to the people. And I really feel sorry for people who live in Alaska and Hawaii because they don't own land. They don't have the ability to own land. They don't have the ability to track back to the original land grant, which said to its heirs and assigns forever. They don't have that. And what they're trying to do is get this precedence going of grabbing the land and forcing the people to live in what they, I'm sure, will consider the 15-minute cities with this whole global agenda that the World Economic Forum and Klaus Schwab and Bill Gates are all behind. And if they can accomplish that, you know, now with our lack of knowledge of land ownership, they won't have much of a problem doing it here in the United States. But I'm here to tell you that our people who do not pay taxes on their property, on their land, to the county, they fought it to the Supreme Court and have won. And those cases, they still do not. And through experience, these counties and states have learned that when they go through this fight, and they will take it to the very bitter end, they will lose in the end if it's done right. But, you know, it's a sad situation we're in. I'm seeing things that just are completely, I think, orchestrated, like the mugshot of former President Trump today with a really angry face tweet. You know what that says to me? Civil war. He's still trying to instigate civil war. And there are people out there who are probably going to pick up the firearms and start a revolution. I would not participate on either side because all of them are wrong. What are you fighting for? The same communist system that we're in now to try and make it better? That's exactly what it is. This system is done. We've been deluded. That's why we're not supposed to take place in this last battle. We're only supposed to protect ourselves, our land, and look for the final, you know, coming of our Lord, who will, you know, take control of the whole situation. I can't stress. Don't be a part of this last battle because both sides are losing sight. Back to you.
If you think about Donald Trump, he was part of the gifting of funds to the populace, which has caused hyperinflation. He and Joe have done it. Two sides of the same coin.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA News Update. The House Judiciary Committee is launching an investigation into Fulton County's district attorney. A letter was sent to Fannie Willis yesterday asking for communications she has had with the U.S. Justice Department leading up to a recent indictment that some lawmakers are calling election interference. Sam Dewey on Fox News this morning is a former House and Senate investigator.
So I think what Jim Jordan is driving at is that this isn't about the law. This isn't about the traditional presumption of you don't put the country through this unless you have an overwhelming case. This is about political coordination, a political hit job, just throwing everything against the wall, even these absurd charges.
Nearly 700,000 homes and businesses in Michigan and Ohio are without power after severe thunderstorms slammed the region with heavy rains, powerful winds, and at least one tornado. Lance Pry, USA News.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my health today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's top?
Why?
Today,
God, you're
take my.
When you go to
the
for
2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Craig Lesh is with us. Real Water Independence.com. Real Water Independence.com. Greg, any updates on your projects?
We're getting things rolling. We've got people who we're going to build some. We're bootstrapping things right now, but we've got interest from investors. So some of the cheapest and most effective distillers are going to be made available at far less than what's out there, and they will work far, far better than anything out there. So that's a wonderful thing, because they will end up in the hands of those who need them, and that's really my goal. That's been my goal, Greg, all along.
You know, we don't think about water very much. However, class, when it's really hot, you really do think about water. You know, you think about heat stroke, dehydration, losing your ability to concentrate, and it all comes back to water. And if you think about it, when the United States was settled along the water, right? Isn't that where most people landed? People didn't say, Arizona, you know, I want to go to the middle of the desert. They didn't do that. They went to where the water was. And then as we developed ways of pumping water out of the ground, we expanded farther and farther out. But originally, we settled where the water is. And if you think about other countries, exactly the same thing happened. And when we are searching the solar system, our solar system, for other life, first thing we look for is water. Because we know if there's no water, there's no life. It's as simple as that. But we take it for granted. Three quarters of the Earth's surface is water. Three quarters. But you can hardly drink most of that. You can't drink most of that. You can only drink a small percentage of the water of the Earth. Because most of it is salt water. Greg, correct me if I'm wrong.
No, you are right. You are right.
Mm-hmm.
Completely right. So, and, you know, finding a way to use that salt water has been, or any water, has been a sought after for years. And we finally were able to crack that. So, and I think the timing is perfect because with what's going on, you know, I for one am not going to live on my knees in a 15-minute prison. It's just not going to happen. And if I have to go out and survive in the wilderness, I'll do so. And unfortunately, it seems like they're trying to burn those wildernesses down and there's programs right now in place, obviously, that are there to destroy all forms of life. And this whole carbon thing is one of them. If we reduce the carbon one more percent, 0-point-something percent, all life is going to end. That's just a fact. That is science. That's real science. That's not, I mean, plants breathe in CO2. They put out O2, oxygen. And without H2O and without that carbon dioxide in the atmosphere, and I say we need more of it, because the more there is, the greener the plants are. You know, the scriptures put these people plainly when they're talking about not eating meat and things like that, refusing to eat meat. The Lord calls them doctrines of devils. Are you going to believe the doctrines of devils? Or are you going to, you know, look at the universe, look at the Creator, look what He said, look at science itself, and fight against it? No, the choice is yours. You can be this woke, stupid society which is on a path of depopulation, destruction, that's Lucifer's goal, to see all the Father has lost because he didn't get his way. Or you can choose the path of life and life eternal. These doctrines of devils have got to end. They take little truths and add a whole lot of garbage to them and lies. Where do they get that? The father of all lies. My opinion. Back to you.
I was thinking about a term that you used, science, you know, real science. When I was in elementary school, and that's what they used, actually grammar school, because they taught grammar, and then they renamed it elementary school. But when I was in those early years in school, we didn't have a teacher who said, okay, today we're going to be talking about real science. We just had science. All science was real when I was growing up. All science was real. There was no such thing as fake science. And I submit to you that during Joe Biden's term in the U.S. government, which is about 50 years, 5-0, during that 50 years, we've gone from science to fake science, bought and paid for science. There was no such thing. Nobody would even think of creating false science. It was unimaginable. But in the last 50 years, we have it. And one of the things that we at USA Prepares try to teach, and it's hard to do this. It's hard for us and our students to figure out what in the heck is true. What's real? What's fake? What are lies? What's the truth? It's very difficult because lies, deception, misdirection, obfuscation, intentional confusion, they're all hallmarks of the last 50 years. This is sinister. I was in the truck with our son, and I said, "Hey, Bam, you know, it's really difficult for corporations today to plan because we don't have a direction. We don't have anyone at the top saying, all right, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen, here's what we're going to do. Here's our plan. We are going to be the best. We are going to focus on quality. We are going to focus on innovation. We're going to focus on reducing, reusing, and recycling. We're going to focus on reducing pollution. We're going to focus on efficiency." And it's everybody's job to...
Good stewardship.
Right.
Good.
It's everybody's job to do it. We don't have anybody...
Being a wise steward.
We don't have anybody in that position saying something like that. So we don't know what the direction is. The country has no idea what to do because the rules are in flux. They keep changing. I mean, we've got Joe telling us electric cars. We've got Joe incentivizing electric vehicles with gifts from the taxpayers called rebates. Federally funded rebates to buy an electric vehicle. So people think this is a good idea. Then they're going to find out it's not a good idea.
That's because we have an evil king. Well, you can't call him anything else. He's dictating what's going on. We've forgotten about the king that we're supposed to have. There is no kingdom of God here right now on earth. There is no physical kingdom that we can leave. That's why Christ at the very last said, "Thy kingdom come, thy will be done." Because it wasn't then, and it isn't now. We started out, we had a chance there of becoming independent of these kings and powers that be, and we're in control of our own future for a while there. But now we are exactly back in the situation that Moses had to go for and release my people so they can serve God. We're in that bondage. We are under that same bondage, and we are under an evil king. Did we really elect him? I think all of us know that answer. Would we elect anybody that's going to have that control over us? I think everybody knows that answer. They were supposed to be servants of us, doing our will, not their own. What a sad situation we're in. And all we can do right now is pray for deliverance.
So
and
we had a
take
student,
care of ourselves and our families.
We had a student who went up to one of those Congress critters in D.C., Washington, D.C., and he said, "You work for me." And this Congress critter said, "No, I don't. I get my paycheck as a federal paycheck. I don't work for you at all." And you know what? That Congress critter was absolutely right. But we have been lied to, and we have been misled into thinking that we have a representative republic. Those guys don't work for us. They work for themselves. They're in business for themselves, just like Joe and family. They're in business for themselves. No one goes into public office and expects not to get wealthy on the way out. Barry Satoru, also known as Barack Hussein Obama, said he was looking forward to retiring and getting some of those Tubmans. Tubman was a slave who was going to be put on the $20 Federal Reserve note. They were going to put a slave on there. So he was looking forward to speaking engagements and getting Tubmans, which really meant he was looking forward to getting wealthy. And he did. He did. He's a multimillionaire. Bill Clinton, on the way out, he had so much debt because of his loose zipper. He got in so many scandals. He had to have so many lawyers working to try to keep him out of prison that the debt was insurmountable almost. So he went from minus to a multimillionaire.
Yeah, we're not going to solve this problem with an election. We're not going to. There's nobody out there that will be allowed in that would straighten this problem out. I'm sorry to say, but all sides are wrong.
Class, have you ever seen the television series The Borgias? You know, about the Pope and what's involved in the skullduggery involved in becoming a pope and the bribing and the payoffs and the promises and the lies and the skullduggery so that a person can become head of the Roman Catholic Church? You should watch it. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, it's like a documentary.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it is a documentary.
Sure it is.
Just like I think The Crown is a documentary. Just like I think House of Cards is a documentary.
They like to put it in your face.
One thing you should consider is WWKD. WWKD. What would the king do? And what I mean by that is, what would Joe Biden do? Would he say, you know what, let's reduce taxes. Let's give more freedom. Let's tighten up the wall. No. What would the king do? He wants his helicopter, and he wants Air Force One, and all the trappings to go with it.
Intimate moments. We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Craig's with us. RealWaterIndependence.com. RealWaterIndependence.com. And you can go to his website. You can order his book on seeing how he made a distillation system. You can distill your own water, make your own system. Craig, I was talking with Kathy yesterday. Kathy in Ohio, USA Prepares instructor. She was telling me that salt is getting very difficult to get in Ohio. And I was doing a little bit of research, not too much, because of time constraints, but it seems like there is a pending shortage of salt. And I'm talking about table salt. Are you hearing anything like that? Or is this an anomaly up, you know, where Kathy lives? Midwest, Northwest. I'm sorry, maybe Midwest.
Yeah, I'm not seeing any shortages here in near the Great Salt Lake. But then again, I haven't been paying attention. I got my supply of salt a long time ago, and I won't. That you're going to depend on if things go south, I would suggest putting it and fixing an area that if you were hit by fire, you wouldn't lose it. It would not burn up with you.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Or
right.
Not and, putting and, all of your eggs in one basket, so to say.
Yeah, and salt lasts a really, 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 really long time. It's already millions of years old by the time you get it. Seriously. Greg, are you aware that when salt is mined, you know, they use bulldozers and, you know, heavy, heavy
oh, absolutely.
Equipment? And,
diesel,
and then
diesel,
when the equipment, and when the equipment finally breaks down in the mine, they leave it there. They just leave it there in the hole in the ground, deep underground.
Yeah, I've seen that.
It's absolutely true.
Mm-hmm. There's a mine up at Park City, Utah. And there's under that lake that is now become a lake, is heavy equipment sitting there at the bottom of that lake. They didn't move it out when it broke down. Thought that was kind of an interesting.
Just leave. You know, I would have thought that they would have some mechanics and have a, you know, cable, and they'd say, okay, well, we can't lift the whole thing out, but what we can do is, you know, take the dozer blade, we'll lift that out first, and we'll. You know, they'll lift out the engine, and they could lift out pieces of it, but no, they just leave it there. They leave boogers.
Yeah, there's heavy equipment at the bottom of Hoover Dam that they never planned on because there's no way to get it out. But they needed it down there at the beginning.
Mm-hmm. So, class, think about, you know, WWKD. What would the king do? So when you think about things, what would a king want? Well, what does royalty want? Well, the queen said that their number one focus was to preserve the monarchy at all costs. Preserve the monarchy at all costs. That's insatiable greed. That means no matter what we've got to do, we want to rule. We want to be in charge. We want to be parasites. We want to tell everybody else what to do. And we want to preserve that at all costs because, heck, working for a living's too hard. So they like standing on the balcony and waving. They like that.
As soon as a man gets a little authority, the first thing he does is begin to exercise unrighteous dominion over others. That's just the way it is. That's the nature of a man.
Class, I looked up salt. It looks like it's available at the Chinese factory outlet for 72 cents for a 26-ouncer. You know, one of those round cardboard canisters of iodized salt. We don't use much salt, but you got to have it. You've got to have it. It's an electrolyte that the body needs. So, you know, for 72 cents, you can have... It'd be a couple of years worth at our house, for sure. But you might want to lay in some salt and save those glass spaghetti sauce jars, sterilize them, and put the salt in.
It won't expire. It won't expire. You know, I saw a funny ad. It had ancient sea salt out of a mine in Redmond, Utah, and it had an expiration date.
That's hysterical.
Over 10,000 years old, whatever age that they put on it, with an expiration date. That's a joke, people.
You know, speaking of jokes, I got this email link, Babylon Bee. Headline, following hurricane, California's homeless begin the hard work of repooping all the sidewalks. Then it goes on to say, Los Angeles, California, in the wake of Tropical Storm Hillary, hitting Southern California and washing away all the debris from the streets with the torrential rain, the substantial homeless population in the greater Los Angeles area has now begun the monumental task
of... out of the equation.
The homeless population of greater Los Angeles has now begun the monumental task of repooping the sidewalks. Well, there's some humor there. But it's also a documentary of what's really happening. Goes on to say, somebody's got to do it. Somebody's got to start repooping the sidewalks. And they are.
Hey, y'all. Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires. Which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.